We now welcome into the call the head coach of the Richmond Spider, Danny Rocco. Good morning, Coach Rocco.
Hey, good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Quite a battle at your place on Saturday between two top 15 teams, and you guys come out on top of Villanova 23-0. What impressed you by the effort from your team?
Well, it was a really exciting game. I thought that we had a great crowd at homecoming here. Got to see a lot of our ex-players come back. It's always very meaningful when you have an opportunity to reconnect. And I think that really did spark, my team. We got a lot of energy from that experience right there. Defense played extremely well. I thought our defense found themselves in really good spots pretty much all game long. We defended their run game very well. And that's kind of the way you have to be able to play them if you want to have any success. And then offensively, we had some big moments, had some big plays, a few shots down the field. The one that Brian kind of gave us our first touchdown of the game and gave us a lead. So all in all, I was, real happy about getting the win. I mean, you had two really good football teams. And the winner of this game positioned themselves in a better spot than the loser did. So I was really happy that we were able to come out on top. Thought we got a couple breaks in the game, and which allowed us to maybe close it out.
We've talked about some of the injuries you've had to deal with on the defensive side of the ball. How have you been able to almost not skip a beat against, a Villanova offense that the last few weeks had just sort of been rolling over people? Who were the guys that stepped up, and then how were we able to do so well with all the new guys in your lineup?
Yeah, well, it's really a week-to-week proposition. I think each and every week we got to take a step back and, see who we have that's available to play. Then we start working from there and putting our ideas and our concepts together as we, get deeper and deeper into our preparation. So Mike Akil stepped up in a big way. Charlie Mack stepped up in a big way, both playing in the secondary. Joe Nelson stepped up in the defensive line. He's a name that we haven't called on a whole lot here this year. And then we've been, hurt in the backfield. Our two starting running backs had ACL surgery, so we're really having to week to week, kind of take a look at how we want to rush the football and how we want to put that together. Deontes Thompson, our backup quarterback, David Broadus, has stepped up in a big way, and he's carrying the ball as a running back. So it's a team effort, but it really is a week-to-week proposition. I just kind of wait to see what the doctors and trainers say, and then we kind of move on with the guys that are available for the game.
We're here with Richmond head coach Danny Rocco. If you have a question for Coach Rocco, just hit star one on your keypad. We've got one in queue if you'll get that, Pasha.
Your next question comes from the line of John O'Connor with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Coach, along the same lines, could you speak to the contributions of Javaris Little, who seems to be a versatile guy on that defense, can play a couple of three positions maybe, and how he helps in this sort of situation?
Well, he got hurt, so he's not going to be helping. So, but he had a good game last week, and he does have some versatility as a big safety, could play corner, safety, nickelbacker. But he will not be available this week.
That's an ankle that he hurt?
Yes, sir.
And how about Marius Young? I saw he had to be helped off too, the offensive lineman.
Yeah, he has a knee injury. We're hopeful to get him back this season.
Where does this leave you on defense, Coach, especially with, you're talking about maybe as many as a half dozen guys who would be involved, aren't involved?
Well, I think we got to reassess, how we move forward. That's kind of what I was offering a few moments ago. We got to take a look at who's available and then, structure our defense around that and then make the necessary decisions to give us the best chance to win. So that's kind of what we're doing here this morning. As we try to, get the right guys in the game, the right guys in the right spots, and you know, kind of put our game plan and our package together. So that's kind of where we're at right now.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And one more question on the defensive guy, one of the, Winston Craig, two more sacks for you, leading the conference and among the leaders in the country in sacks. How is he important has he been to you up front?
Well, he's had a great career, and you know, he's really playing his best football here, his senior year. You know, he's a guy that I feel has gotten overlooked just a little bit in our league. Our league is so good, and there are so many good players, and there's so many good D linemen. And in past years, Winston hasn't really had the statistics that tend to get everyone's attention, but he's been a really, really good football player. And our system really isn't a you know, up the field, play on the edge, get into the backfield, disrupt the offense type of system. That's not really the way we play defense. So there's a reality that his value might not have been recognized quite to the extent as we have an appreciation for it here. This year, he's kind of overcoming or rising above, you know, some of those unique things that we ask him to do, and he's just finding himself in really good spots. And when he has a chance to, you know, win one-on-one or dominate and make a big play, he's been front and center for us. So I'm really happy for him. I mean, he's a great young man, great student athlete. He's fully committed, and he's been, you know, willing to stay within the system and maybe sacrifice some production, you know, for the good of the defense, for the good of the cause, you know. So I'm really happy to see that his numbers are where they are, and we certainly value his production.
You guys went up against the Villanova defense, was one of the highest ranked in all of FCS and able to control the ball for about 31 minutes, and I'm sure you would have liked to have had some touchdowns where you got field goals, but talk about how your offense played and were able to at least stay on the field and move the ball against Villanova.
Yeah, I think when we looked at the conference stats a week ago, there were a lot of similarities between us and Villanova, both with, you know, points per game and then yards per game and then defensively, you know, yards given up. You know, so there's a lot of things that made you feel like it was going to be a really hard-fought, closely contested football game, which it was. I was really impressed with how Villanova tackled. You know, for all the things that, you know, they do schematically that make them hard to beat, they played really good on third down against us. Maybe it might have been the poorest showing we've had on third down this year. And boy, did they tackle well. And if a play was blocked for 4 yards, you got 4 yards. If you got the ball out on the perimeter with a perimeter throw and it was, you know, 6 yards, it was down at six. I mean, their kids collectively tackled very, very well. And maybe one of the best tackling performances I've seen in a while from, you know, someone in our league. So that's the thing that really stuck out to me defensively. We've always been concerned about their scheme. Their scheme is unique, and they're well coached, so they're always fitting things correctly, and you know, therefore they're disruptive in what they're doing. But it was kind of their tackling that caught my attention out there Saturday, and then watching the film on Sunday.
Before I let you go, you guys hit the road on Saturday with a trip down to Elon. Elon, a young team, but certainly improving with a conference victory already on the road at William & Mary. As you've started to look at Elon some, what impresses you about them, and what are some of the keys for your team?
Well, you know, they had a really big win a couple weeks back up at William & Mary, and that was the first game that I watched. And then the second game that I watched was their game against New Hampshire that, you know, certainly could have flipped either way. So I think it's a young, talented team that's getting better, making consistent improvement and gaining confidence. And, you know, they're coming off an open date. I heard Rich say they got a fall break this week. They got homecoming this week. So there's a number of different dynamics that create, you know, a formula for them to, you know, be at their best and play with a real charged energy level. So we're going to have to really focus in and go down there and play a real clean game and hopefully just find a way to win.
All right, Danny, thanks as always for your time today, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, thanks a lot. Bye-bye.